Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.
This is a Frank Podcast.
Okay, we're back on Wednesday for Goat Busters. Goat Busters is where we go through a few things. We're going to make a Rushmore of something. Okay, So I'm going to put out just a topic.
Okay,
and you just have to say what's your best thing, and we're going to make the best four of everything together.
Okay,
yeah, nice and easy, right?
Yep.
Okay, we're going straight Italian for this one.
All right, easy.
We're going pasta.
Oh,
top four pastas or pasta dishes. I'll say pasta dishes.
Okay.
You start us off. What's your what? And like, you know, we're gonna have a bit of an argument about something.
All right.
So that's what it's all about. What do you think?
Cannelloni.
Okay. Can you explain to me what cannelloni is?
He's like, what is that?
Okay.
So it's like a lasagna sheet.
Mm-hmm.
But inside it is like mozzarella and like ground pork, spices, and then you like flip it over, so it's kind of like in a little parcel.
It's kind of like a little sausage roll.
It's like An Italian would slap you for saying it's an Italian sausage roll.
Try me, bitch. Try and fucking slap me right
with
now.
Casings on the end, and like a bolognese sauce over the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've just realised I've gone into the deep end on this one.
Yeah. Good luck answering this.
Spaghetti bolognese is my next one. Okay. But no, we'll come back to it. Spaghetti bolognese. I think you know you can go wrong on a spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Are you an al dente type of person? You must be fucking on when it comes to cooking pasta.
My mum is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But she makes it from scratch, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't.
Yeah?
That's why I'm the black sheep of the family.
Oh, fuck. Like, that's why you're like, fuck.
Fucking
we knew she was going to do OnlyFans because she can't cook.
She's buying the tomato sauce from Countdown.
So I'm going to go with the spaghetti bolognese.
Okay.
Okay. With have a meatball in there.
Yep.
A lot of mince.
Okay.
Okay. Just a little Italian herbs and spices. And then we cook it up nice and good and on the thing. Over to you.
Am I arguing the point that spaghetti bolognese is not great?
Afterwards we do that.
Afterwards.
You do number three, I'll do number four, and then we have our
My number three would be probably lasagna.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Were you going to take that?
That was the only other one that I know.
Oh.
No. You say lasagna.
Yeah, lasagna, just because of the layering. And you can do like a really nice vegetarian lasagna as well. Okay. Italians would kill me for saying that.
How many layers are we talking here? How many layers can mum do?
Seven. Yeah. Yeah. Shit. But you have to do it in a way, like you have to have the pasta to sauce and meat ratio, because you don't want it too gluggy. Like you don't want a mouthful of pasta. You want like just the perfect amount of everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. For my, for the last pick for my one, that's probably going to get blown up. Penne. There we go. I know. That's the only one I know. Oh, no. Stop. Get that right
away. Oh, he changed his mind.
Alfredo.
Oh, okay.
A chicken or a seafood Alfredo. It's my jam right there. I don't know how to make that stuff, but I know that it's just a thicker noodle, a thicker spaghetti noodle, and it's good there. I was going to go with the angel hair. Is that the thing?
Yep. There's a name for that. I don't actually know it, but there is an Italian name for the angel hair pasta, but we can call it angel hair.
Angel de hair. That's what it is.
It's an angel hair.
It's an angel.
Hey, you got to go like this.
It's an angel. Okay, I got this now. Hey. Mario, you silly Mario. You're a silly brother. Sorry, there's a lot of Italian people. Okay, so I'm going to go with Alfredo.
Okay.
Tell me why spaghetti bolognese needs to get the hell off there.
Because it's spaghetti bolognese. It's like...
Is it because of the way that I said it? Do I need to say it with this?
Yeah. First of all...
Spaghetti bolognese.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Spaghetti. No, but what would replace it then?
Oh, probably a ravioli.
But how is ravioli different than your cannelloni thingy, my Bobby?
Because they're smaller. It's like little, so a cannelloni is like this, where a ravioli is like this.
Okay.
Like it's smaller. You get more meat.
In the
little parcel.
Oh, in the little one.
In the little ravioli. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say spaghetti from Waddy's.
Spaghetti bolognese is like the McDonald's of Italian pastas.
Now you're just pissing on all of my cooking. I was going to say that's my signature dish.
It's because people abbreviate it to spag bowl.
Spag bowl.
Spag bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. For the next thing on Goat Busters, we're going to go with the categories.
Mm-hmm.
The categories of porn. Sorry, Sam. Sorry. The categories of pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Are we, would you like me to start?
Okay, you take it away first.
I'm going with the BB Dubs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to die.
I thought you didn't. You're digging yourself. Would you like a shovel for the hole you're digging yourself right now?
I'm going with the BB Dubs. I'm going down with the BB Dubs.
Yep.
Very niche.
Yep.
Very just, you know, hey. Who knows about the BB Dubs?
Yep.
And I'm not going to say what it is. If you know, you motherfucking know.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Going with the BB Dubs on my one.
Google it.
Google that shit and be happy that you met and thank me later. Thank me in the DMs. Okay, over to you.
I'm taking a similar route,
I see what you did there.
Pogs, P-A-W-G.
Okay, are those the things you used to stack them and you throw and then pogs? That's what. Remember those?
No.
No? Man, there was the things called pogs and they were like these little coins and you would put them, stack them up and you had to like throw one of the coins on top when you were. That's what a pog is to me.
Okay, well, this is slightly. It stands for fat, P H A T, ass, white girl.
All right.
Yeah, P A W G. It's like a. Category in
pogs.
Itself.
Pogs.
Pogs. Pogs.
Get them dogs out from the
Get
pogs.
Get the dogs for the pogs.
Amen. Damn. You got me going there.
Yep.
Not literally. Babe.
Your just, wife I needs mean, another apology.
I mean, in the game, I'm thinking. I've probably mentioned her more on this than I've ever mentioned.
Your poor wife.
She's like, damn, Tim, we get it. You're fucking wifed up. I get you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We understand.
Okay. I need to go. I can't expose myself too much. Not on here.
Don't pretend like you don't look at this stuff, Tim.
I'm going to go with the. Fuck, I can't because I'm going to go with the big booty Latinas. I'm going to go. We've gone very UN on this one.
Yeah,
we've gone very international here. I'm going with the big booty Latinas. Shout outs to, I don't know any of them. I don't know any of their names. But shout outs to them.
Shout out to the big booty Latinas.
Yeah, shout out to the big booty Latinas. And over to you for the last one.
I'm going to go with MILFs.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The MILFs.
MILFs don't get enough credit, I feel. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone, guys love a good MILF. And well, you see some
of
the
MILFs. Not all guys, babe. Not all guys.
Some of the MILFs that are on those sites don't look like mothers.
Mm.
They, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep. Especially the ones that get caught in the washing machines. Not those ones. They don't look like.
Help me.
Help me.
I'm stuck.
Poor Sam.
Like, fuck, you're sorry, stuck in the Sam. Washing machine again.
So sorry. This is you know what the fucked up thing is? This is the first time I met Sam.
Oh, get out.
This is the first, I met her on a Zoom call.
Oh my God.
This is the first time I met her in real life and she's going to think I'm some smutty, gross, creep. Puru man.
He's doing interviews with OnlyFans girls. Oh
just,
my God.
No, just this is the only, Sam, I promise you, this is the only time, all right?
Sam.
Okay. We changing any of these goats on our boards here?
I can't argue with big booty Latinas or BBWs.
I want to just give a shout out to the bang bus ones.
The back of the bus.
Yeah.
Bang bros.
Fuck, I feel out of it saying this shit here, eh?
Yeah. I was gonna throw BBCs in there, but I was like, nah, we'll just stick to
Griff
stick
Master.
To what we know.
What's his? If you didn't listen to the podcast on Monday, we talked about the Girth Master. Girth Meister. What's his real name? It's like Bartholomew or something.
I don't
like that.
Actually know.
It's probably like Archibald or something like that.
Just girthy. That's what everybody knows him as. He's done like, yeah.
His name's probably just Gareth, but he's got a lisp. Like Gareth.
Gareth.
My name's Gareth. Oh, Gareth. Gareth Buster.
Gareth Buster.
Gareth Buster, mate. That, he needs to find a partner, and she needs to be the girth buster.
The girth receiver.
Fuck, I'm in trouble for this, eh? I'm in so much trouble for this podcast. Thank you so much for your time.
You're so welcome.
Fuck.
If you need a job, I know a place.
Fuck. It's not Bunnings, I'll tell you that much.
No, it's Mitre 10.
All right, enjoy, and we'll catch you guys on Friday.
See ya.
Frank Podcast.
Hello, we're Ellie, Chris and Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers Podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date?
Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you. And we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.